Welcome to a reading of Little Women by Louisa May Alcott. Introduction. There can be few books about family life which have a greater appeal than Little Women. Its author was born in Philadelphia in 1832, and just like the four sisters in her book, Louisa Alcott and her sisters knew what it was to be poor. Their father was a well-meaning, kindly man who spent most of the money he earned on lost causes, and Louisa, like Jo, the real heroine of the book, was always looking for ways to support her family. She began writing as a teenager, and at 16, her first book called Flower Fables was published. Then, after she had tried to run a school and failed, she became a volunteer nurse and worked among the soldiers, writing their letters for them and doing much to brighten their lives in hospital. Hospital Sketches, which appeared in 1863, was an account of Louisa's time in the hospital. It did not, however, bring her fame or fortune. Two years later, busy, energetic Louisa became the editor of a children's magazine. By now, she was a dedicated writer, and fame was just within her grasp. It came a few years later with Little Women, and so popular was it that she wrote a sequel almost at once called Good Wives. These stories of family life sold over a million copies in the first years of their publication and were later translated into almost every language. Long after their author's death in 1888, they were made into a highly successful film and, much more recently, into a charming television series. Little Women is a heartwarming story of the March family, who lived, just as Louisa herself did, in the 19th century in a New England town. Jo, who is the author herself, Meg, Amy, and Beth are the four girls of the family, all very different, but all loyal and loving to each other. Their story is the story of teenagers growing up in a family where money is always scarce. Their clothes, their parties, their love affair, and their concern for each other and their mother are described with touching sincerity. Jo is the ambitious, go-ahead tomboy of the family who eventually makes good as a writer. She often finds herself in conflict with her sisters, but never with her gentle mother. And Louisa Alcott, whenever she was asked about the characters in her book, would say that Mrs. March was modeled on her own mother. Only, she would add, she's not half good enough. Laurie, the lonely orphan boy next door, becomes a close friend of the March family, and his rich old grandfather, who takes care of him, is responsible for some of the good fortune that comes their way. Shy little Beth, Joe's younger sister, grows to love the crusty old man, and he becomes a real fairy godfather in her eyes when he gives her a piano of her own. A short time later, Little Women was published in 1868. Louisa Alcott was able to pay off the family debts and to give her mother and sisters all the security which they longed for. Never again were they to know what it was like to be poor. Now rich and famous, Louisa was able to travel and gain new experiences. But her greatest happiness was in knowing that she had repaired the family fortunes and given her beloved mother peace and contentment in her old age.